chevra, it's a true schus to have everyone in the sukkah. B'teila de memnusa. Lel Hashana Rabba. Which through tonight, hopefully we'll understand the chashivas, the kedusha. How special this night is. That the Ramami Pano says it's holier than Yom Kippur. Mamash holier than Yom Kippur. Just want to give some Hakdama Torah now before we continue to sing, to understand what we're singing about and what we're singing for, to understand the koichlis of tonight, of tomorrow, Shmini Atzeres as well. And there was a group of Avreichim, and it was Leil Hashana Rabba, and they went to Rav Eliyahu Roth, and they went to him, and they wanted him to give them divrei chizik tonight. Leil Hashana Rabba. Leil Hashana Rabba, they wanted divrei yesoiros, divrei chizik. He looked at them and he started, he had a face, mamish, he was getting angry. Starts screaming at them. This is no time for such words now. Just run and get your tehillim and daven to Hashem. It's really tonight and tomorrow, if we're on a level, as the Gemara says, as Chazal say, Halavai Shispalo Kol Hayom, we would understand what Hashana Rabba is, what Shmini Atzeres is. We'd be davening nonstop. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Leil Hashana Rabba, would say Tehillim all night long almost. Even when he was very old, towards the end of his life, throughout the night he'd wake up, and every time he'd wake up, he'd run to get a Tehillim and Zog Tehillim. We may not be on such a level yet. Bez Hashem will get there. So we need Divrei Chizik, Divrei Yesoiros. I need Divrei Chizik, Divrei Yesoiros. That's all. I'm just talking to myself. To understand the Kedusha of tonight. The Zohar, Parshas Vayechi, Reish Chof Amar Aleph, he says as follows. He says that all of the, and a lot of us have heard this before, but I want to read you the words inside. The source, the Makar, of what it means that Hashana Rabba is the ultimate din, the final judgment. Why tonight and tomorrow so chashiv? He says, Talyan lay out of Huyoima Basra that Zeres do Tmina Lechog. That all the din, all that was signed, all that was written on Rosh Hashanah, that was sealed on Yom Kippurim, it's all just hanging. The petek might have been written and signed, but it was just being held on to. Until Shmini Atzeres. And let's say, lo aleinu, chas v'shalom, some, not going to even say in the sukkah, but some in the velt, had a petek that was written with not the greatest brachos in the world. The petek that was written, come. Aurella, come, take chairs, take your fun. You can set up behind over here. So what would one have to do? The Zohar continues, V'avid tshuva shleimasa l'kame mori is groi. If you did complete tshuva, even during these days, it's good for now. So anything that was written that wasn't good could be ripped up still. Could still be ripped up. V'lo zochi, if you're not zochi to do tshuva now, really in these last moments, then the petek, that petek that was written, is going to leave the hands of the Melech Malchem Lachim, v'ismasram bidoy desantira v'dina misaver, given over to the Makatreg, given over to the Satan, upitkin lo mahadrin tu l'vemalka, and that petek can never go back again. This is what the Zohar writes. It's the Mesiras of the petek. There he is talking in the negative, Avada Fabracha Bez Hashem, it's going to be. We'll read more about that a little bit later. this is, just to understand, that really Hoshana Rabbah is not the full end. It really continues a little bit into Shmini Atzeres as well. I saw from the Meir Einei Chachamim, Rabbi Yechiel Meir Astrovasser, he has a tremendous remez l'davar. He says as follows, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know, was Mispalel, Tav Kuf Tezvav Tfilos, 515 Tfilos. Everybody knows this gematria, right? Veschanan al Hashem, it's already the Medrash Tanchuma says it. Veschanan al Hashem is gematria 515. That Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 Tfilos to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're all davening to go to Eretz Yisrael. Some of us in this room looking around had the schus very recently to be in Eretz Yisrael, up until even last night, or a few nights ago. And we're all davening to be Zoycha, to stay in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, to be the gula. The same tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're all davening these tefillos. And he davened 515 tefillos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Toysav Daber Elai, don't continue. And he wasn't Zoycha to be answered. If he would have continued, he would have been answered. It's all another Torah we've spoken about before. So listen to this Torah. If Moshe davened 515 tefillos, so Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, tells us how the Chassidim, they prepare for an hour tefillah, and then they daven for an hour tefillah, then one more hour to absorb the tefillah. The tefillah itself, therefore, is 1 hour long. A tefillah is supposed to be 1 hour long. That's what the Gemara in Brachos tells us. If you take the hours from Rosh Hashanah until Hoshana Rabbah, from Rosh Hashanah until Hoshana Rabbah is 21 days. 21 days, 24 hours a day. 24 times 21. Just put you on the spot, Ellie. 24 times 21 is what? 504. 504. Anyway, like Nick, no. 504. 504 tefillos. That's until the end of Hoshana Rabbah. So you have to add then the first half, the first 11 hours, until the 12th hour of Shmini Atzeres, you hit 515. This is the Zman we see connected, the 515 tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu, which tells us that the din and the tefillos for Gzar Din L'Toiv continues up until the first half of Shmini Atzeres as well. We'll learn more about that from the Zohar later on, Bezer Hashem Isbarach. So what does this all mean to all of us? What I'm introducing tonight with this Zohar and these Torahs is just to understand the koyach of tefillah of these last moments. Everybody in this room, we poured our hearts out to the Eivish during Yom HaKippurim, and prior to that on Rosh Hashanah, and throughout Elul and Aser Shmei Tshuva, and some of us Erev Rosh Hashanah by the oil, and different tefillahs that were so special. We mamish davened like we don't daven all year long. We davened, be'emes, we davened. It's hard to daven like that always. It's hard to feel the chashivas of the tefillah always, to understand how we're dependent on every tefillah that we're saying. But these days, it was a little bit easier. But we have to understand that that continues until now, until tonight and tomorrow night until Shmini Atzeres morning. The tefillahs of these days. And that's why if the Chevra saw in the text or the email, I put aside that we're going to have a Bez Hashem at the end of the Tish, a Ma'ariv, not like a Ma'ariv like in some of the shuls, it's 6 minutes long, or maybe 8 minutes long, but mamish to be able to daven Ma'ariv the way we really are supposed to be davening Ma'ariv, to daven every single word. But in Mitzvah Hashem, all the singing tonight should be shiras v'tishpachos of tefillah. Shiras v'tishpachos of tefillah. Tefillah to the Eibishter. Tefillah of bakoshos, of that which we're asking for that we still need, and tefillos of Halel Takash Baruch Hu, Shirus B'Tishbachos L'Hashem. One of the last things I said over at the Kaisel this last Sunday night was to give chizik to the chevra of the thanks we should have to the Eibishter, that karza tov that we should have to the Eibishter for all that we do have. We're so quick to daven Takash Baruch Hu for that which we need and that which we want. And that itself, by the way, are two different things, and we have to prioritize and understand the difference between our needs and our wants. Sometimes our wants are not even best for us. We have to understand what are our needs and what are our wants. But how little do we daven of Akarta Tov today, Bishter? Yeah. Yes, of course, if something incredible happens, when Baruch Hashem, when you become a chassan, so you have big tefillas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you zoichet to a child, you have big shiur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how fun every day, I wake up, Shkoyach, I say Modani, like a Hebrew reading exercise, Modani, L'Nachem Melechai, V'Kadam Shechazar Tavin Nishmatz. You ever think about what the words mean? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me back my neshama, I have another day to live, I have the ability to see, the ability to hear. So we have to have tefillas both of, yes, of bakashas, but tefillas of shiur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem for all that we have. Thank Hashem for all of this past. Maybe some of you heard it, I think. But just to repeat a little chizik from it, from the, when I was by Kever Rachel, Yud Aleph Tishrei, I was standing outside davening. By Kever Rachel. And Mamish, I was broken when I heard a woman, an older woman, walk out with her grandchildren. And she's explaining to her grandchildren about the paroiches, the covering of Kever Rachel. I've never been inside to see it myself, but I'm sure all of you, or most of you, have in this sukkah to be into Kever Rachel and to see that halig paroiches, that halig covering, which was made out of the wedding gown of Nava Applebaum. Nava Applebaum was one of my close friend's sisters. My friend Nathan Applebaum, his sister Nava, together with her father, who was a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, holding Kol HaTorah Kula. I used to go to their house when I was learning in Keren B'Yavne, and I'd go to the house, and immediately all he'd want to talk is Torah, and he'd be holding Kol HaTorah Kula, Dr. Applebaum. He was a physician, he was a doctor on the highest of levels. He ran all of Terem. I'm sure many in this room at some point needed to run to Terem when you're in Yerushalayim for something. I remember I was playing ball once in Gan HaPamon, and got a sharp elbow to the head, split open my head. He's a good friend of mine. Wasn't such a clean play. Remember it like yesterday. Flatbush guy, what do you want? My wife was in Flatbush also, so I can't, I didn't mean it. Anyways, Lameisa, so where'd I run? I ran to Terem, and of course what they do, they glued me, because that's what they do over there, they glue you. You know, it probably needed about 10 stitches, but somehow in Eretz Yisrael, they just glue you. You know, if you get cut, they glue you. If you're sick a little bit, you have mano. That's how it is there. So, Advil, right, that's it. So, Dr. Applebaum, he was the director, he ran all of Terem. And him and his daughter Nava, the night before her chasana, what was supposed to be her chasana, sitting outside Cafe Hillel on Emek Rafaim, a place that all of us have been at some point in our life, were murdered by a terrorist who blew himself up. And the wedding gown is covering Kever Rachel. The wedding gown, that's what they didn't know what to do with it. They decided they made it into some sort of parochas to cover Kever Rachel. And I'm standing outside Kever Rachel and I'm davening to the Avishter. And I hear this grandmother telling her grandchildren about this. And my heart was so broken. It was about 14 years ago maybe that happened. But I was thinking to myself, when I heard her telling this over, how destroyed still that family must be. I'm not in touch with them anymore. But Natan and his brother Yaakov, who I was friendly with as well, and his mother, and the whole family, you know, we hear about terrorist attacks and we hear about tragedies, and for that moment we're looking on Yeshiva World and want to know what's going on, and we see something, we want to know what happened if someone's in hospital, and we, for a day or two, and then by the third day, mamish, we've forgotten about it completely. Off our radar. But mishpachos that goes through that, the mishpachos are going through that every day of their life, that tragedy. And that's a tragedy for life. And when I was standing outside of Kibbutz Rachel, listen, it's the only chizuk that I gave myself, and I totally turned around my tefillos. Until then, my tefillos that day was all bakashos for the Eibishter, bakashos for my children and for my family and for my wife. And from that point, I just switched over, and all was l'hoidus l'halal Hashem. From that point, I realized I have so much to be thankful for to the Eibishter. The Rebbeinu Shem didn't put me in that situation, that type of a situation. I have a beautiful mishpacha, and I have beautiful children, and I have the schus to have my father here in the sukkah with us. Mamish, people don't have such beautiful lives, and such simcha, and such bracha, and all I was l'hoidus l'halal. And each and every one of us are tefillas. Vad is the big time of tefillah. But let's not forget the tefillas of l'haida l'halal, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that we do have. And I know it's true, looking around, and I know every one of us has our issues in our life, and our nisyonos that we go through. But if we put it on a scale, how much bracha we have in our life, how much simcha we have in our life, all that we have in our life, how much more we have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So maybe our tefillos, as we're going to sing together tonight, should not just be tefillos of bakashos, but tefillos of l'haydez l'halal. And vad, if the Eibishter sees that we're l'haydez l'halal, he'll also give to us more and more. Because let's be real, when a person gives to someone else, and that person's tremendously thankful, what do you want to do? You want to give more. And if you give to someone else and they're not thankful, you know what you want to do? You want to never give them again. You want to never give them again. You feel like, what do I want to give to someone who's not thankful, doesn't appreciate that which I'm giving to them? So if we show the Eibishter, maybe the best way also to gain that which we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'haydez l'halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that could be our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bezer Hashem tonight, L'al Shana Rabba, L'al Shana Rabba, to focus on tefillah. And I want to just end with it when this, before we sing more, and Eretz Hashem, we'll get to Big Torahs. But okay, I want to share a story, because I want you to understand also, when we daven, sometimes we daven and we daven, maybe we daven throughout Rosh Hashanah and Asher Shemei Tshuva and Yom Kippurim, and then we think sometimes that our tefillos are going reikam, are going empty. We don't see our tefillos being fulfilled. We're davening for shiduchim, and we're davening for children, and we're davening for whatever it might be, and we don't see it. Be Mekayim, we say, Rabbanu Shalom didn't answer my tefillos. Kach Baruch Hu's answering our tefillos. Just because we don't have eyes to always see it doesn't mean they're not being answered. Rav Yossi Spiegel said the most unbelievable story. Rav Yossi Spiegel said there was a man, and he knew that his father donated a mikvah somewhere in America. You didn't hear this one yet, right? You were away when you got to hear this show. Ben Zion, the Chosin. So he knew his father, but every time he tried to talk to his father about this mikveh that he mamish donated the entire mikveh, his father would never talk to him about it. He never wanted to tell him anything about it. But he knew where it was. He knew the city where it was. Eventually, one day he was traveling and he was near there. He went to see this mikveh, and he sees the mikveh and he sees his father's name on the wall donated by his father, and he was all excited. But then he's looking closely. He was a Talmid Chacham, this individual, and he was seeing the mikveh, and he could see that the way that they had all the pipes that originally was makabel the water to go into the bar was mamish not a kosher mikvah. Basically, as you know, right? You can't have mayim shuvim. You can't have collected water for a mikvah. The water has to be straight from the rain, straight into the bar. And therefore, if you know anything about a mikvah, which we all know a little bit, right? So when they make the chvesnish, the pipes to catch the water from the roof, so it's always on a slant, because it can never, if it stands still and it will be collected somewhere, then it will be mayim shuvim. And he saw that the pipes were made in such a way, whoever did it, the rabbi, they didn't know what they were doing, and they made it. The whole mikvah was possible. And he was so broken. And he thought, maybe that's why his father must be so broken after all these years. Maybe that's why his father must be, maybe his father knows, he doesn't know. So eventually he goes back, he starts talking to his father, he says, Dad, you know, I saw the mikvah, I was there. He says, the mikvah, let me tell you about the mikvah. So that mikvah, I was by this town, and they didn't have any mikvah. And I said, how can you not have a mikvah? So I went, and for mamish, took me a whole year to collect all the money, and to get all the money, and to be able to convince them that they should put in a mikvah. At first, they didn't even care to have a mikvah. But they're from Yidden there. How could they not have a mikvah? And I went, it took a long time till I got all the funds, and they all agreed, and we built the mikvah. And it was in some muckle where it hardly rained. So the mikvah was finished, and we're all excited. A month goes by, 2 months go by, 3 months go by, 4 months go by. Mamish, no rain. Drops, little bit, nothing. All the people already making fun of me nonstop. They're talking about, this guy, he puts all his money. See, we never even wanted this mikvah. It's all a waste of time, waste of space. So eventually, what did I have to do? Chabad does this for some places where there's mamish no rain. What do they have to do? They have to truck in snow. You have to truck in snow and put this away to do it properly, and truck in snow, and the snow will melt and become become the water for the mikvah. That's how you put. You have to mamish. You need a lot of snow. You have to truck it in, and it costs a tremendous amount of money to get these freezer trucks to be able to get the snow. And mamish, I was. I didn't want to hear about this mikvah ever again. I didn't want to know about this mikvah. I just did it, and nothing was working out. But I finally got it done. And that was. And he says, his son, you don't know how much I davened Hashem it should rain. You don't know how much I davened the first week, the second week, the first month, the second month, the third month, the fourth month. I was davening and davening and davening that it should rain. Nothing. And I eventually had to bring all this snow in, and I looked like a fool to them all. I don't want to hear anything about this mikvah. The son looks at his father. He says, Tati, do you understand? I went to see this mikvah. He says, did you ever go to see? I never went back. I didn't want to see the mikvah. I didn't want to know for the mikvah. He says they made the mikvah in a way with the pipes that if it would have rained and it would have rained and filled up the bar, the mikvah would have been an apostle mikvah for all these years. Hundreds and thousands of women would have used the apostle mikvah. Only because the Rabbanu Shem didn't bring the rain and that you brought the trucks full of snow. To donate a mikvah and have thousands of people over the years use such a mikvah and be mitar in such a mikvah. So chaver, sometimes in life we're davening for something. We think we know what we want. But only the Eibishter knows what we need. So Mir Tashem, tonight and tomorrow and until the first half of Shmini Atzeres, let's daven ba'amkus alev, let's daven for what we need, let's daven to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that we have. And Mir Tashem, it should be a year then of simcha and of bracha. So we'll sing a little more, but before...